From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks. Today, we'll talk about an ad campaign involving abortion pills and the latest on that. We'll also look at youth treatment and foster care in the Rapid City area. All that and more here today. It's Thursday, December 11th. Here are today's stories. The Attorney General has issued a cease and desist letter for May Day Health, an organization using an ad campaign to link South Dakotans to abortion resources. SDPB CJ Keene reports.
After Governor Larry Roden asked Attorney General Marty Jackley to investigate the campaign, his office issued the letter Wednesday morning. The full text of the letter can be found online. Jackley says the campaign violates state deceptive advertising laws and explains the potential recourse.
There's really two avenues of consideration for me as Attorney General. One would be a potential criminal prosecution. Depending on the dollars involved in the advertisement, it can be a felony, or a preliminary injunction to have the courts order it taken down. And I go back to the concern with this particular advertisement and website is not just the violation of state law, but the advertisement and recommendation that a pregnant woman not seek medical treatment.
Mayday's ads are posted in 20 South Dakota cities. The signs ask if the reader is pregnant, if they don't want to be pregnant, and provide a web address for the organization. That site links to materials connected to abortion, gender-affirming care, birth control, and morning after pills. Jackley says South Dakota law does not prosecute women for obtaining an abortion, including the abortion pills this campaign references. Samantha Chapman is the advocacy manager for the ACLU of South Dakota. She says South Dakotans have a right to truthful information about all medical options available to them.
Well, I think what's deceptive are the blatantly false statistics that both Governor Roden and AG Jackley used in their press releases when they're describing the safety of medication abortion. We know that more than 60% of all abortions in America use medication abortion. It's an FDA-approved medication that's been on the market and in use for the past 20 years, and hundreds of studies have demonstrated its safety and efficacy to safely end a pregnancy.
While this campaign isn't the only effort to connect South Dakotans with family planning materials, Mayday Health does not provide abortion medication directly. Instead, the organization acts as a curator, linking resources to those searching for them. Mayday Health did not immediately return a request for comment on this story. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
One of the state's most prominent youth treatment and foster care programs plans to acquire more resources for their clients. Abbott House has raised over $10 million to acquire the Rapid City-based organization Wellfully. SDPB CJ Keene has more.
Abbott House leadership says by adding Wellfully's resources to their programming, critical youth mental health care and behavioral services will remain stable and locally led. That includes Eric Clues, Abbott House executive director. While not set in stone just yet, he hopes the deal is closed by the new year.
There is a lot that needs to happen. The two boards have signed a letter of intent, which is just a process for moving forward. So we are hopeful that on January 1st or February 1st, depending on some legal documents getting done on time, the Wellfully program will basically come under the Abbott House umbrella.
For now, Clues says he's excited by what the merger symbolizes for both organizations' clients.
I was at Wellfully all day today. We met with staff and their clinical team and their management team, and there are way more similarities than there are differences. The really neat thing about both organizations is the staff. Being able to connect staff at the Abbott House program and in the Wellfully program is only going to make each of us stronger.
For Clues, that means more comprehensive care for Abbott House clients.
We'll be able to really provide a continuum of care from inpatient treatment and drug and alcohol treatment to foster care and independent living apartments, and really almost be a one-stop shop for kids all across the state.
Abbott House has nearly 90 years of experience for youth in need, primarily focusing on comprehensive residential treatment and foster care. Wellfully has targeted youth substance and crisis care in the western half of the state since 1990. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene.
U.S. Senator Mike Rounds is requesting an investigation into ongoing Postal Service issues in South Dakota. In a letter to the USPS Inspector General, Rounds asks officials to determine the root cause of delivery issues and to consider the need for a regional processing facility in the state. Earlier this year, Rounds sent a letter to Postmaster General David Steiner with similar concerns. Steiner later dismissed the senator's complaints and said mail delays were the result of issues at processing facilities in Chicago, St. Louis, and Kansas City. Rounds argues none of those facilities handle mail that both originates and arrives in South Dakota. In his new letter to the Inspector General, Rounds says he's heard from hundreds of constituents expressing concerns about USPS services in recent months. Governor Larry Roden is supporting two new business parks in Aberdeen with a $1 million award from the State Future Fund. A statement from the governor's office says Aberdeen has one vacant development property available right now. Private investors and local leaders have already raised $7 million for the two new business parks, and the additional $1 million will push the project to completion. Roden says these new developments will keep Aberdeen's economy competitive. Roden made the announcement during the grand opening of Northern State University's Lincoln Business School building yesterday. South Dakota is set to receive over $72 million to expand high-speed internet across the state. The money comes from the Federal Broadband Equity, Access, and Deployment Program. The National Telecommunications and Information Administration approved South Dakota's final proposal. Governor Larry Roden's office said in a statement Wednesday that this marks a major milestone in a four-year planning process. The Governor's Office of Economic Development will manage and distribute the funds from this program. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.